Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the biggest loser. The biggest loser. Many years ago, there was a popular reality show on television called The Biggest Loser, and that's when these individuals who had become grossly overweight would go to this special camp and they would compete and see who could lose the most weight. Whoever lost the largest amount or the greatest percentage of weight would win, I don't know, maybe $1 million, a grand prize, and there'd be a big party thrown for that person. Well, that concept has a relevance in business because there is a lot of dead weight that entrepreneurs are carrying that we must lose in order to be effective. And it's not until we become the biggest loser that we could ever hope to become the biggest winner. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to evaluate the weight and the hindrances that are holding us back and say, how can we avoid them and become the biggest winners? Today, we're going to outline 3 of the 6 key components in our WAIT acronym, the 3 things we have to lose in order to gain. That first one, that W in our WAIT acronym, reminds us of the importance of losing worry. Yes, my friends and neighbors, worry. See, worry is simply toxic imagination. Rather than focusing on the positives, worry is focusing on a negative that has not even taken place yet. I can remember asking my girls where they wanted to go on vacation, and I suggested we go on a cruise. And one of my daughters, she reads all the time. She says, oh, no, Daddy, we can't go on a cruise. I says, why not? She says, do you know that that ship could probably sink? And when the ship sinks, we'll be in the middle of the ocean surrounded by man-eating sharks. And I don't want to get eaten alive. And before the helicopter could make it to come and rescue us, at least half of us might be already dead. I said, sweetie, hold on. Wait a minute. You're worrying about something that has never happened. You're just creating this in your imagination. By the same token, my friend, and neighbors, so many of us create negative scenarios and we worry about things that are not even likely to happen. There have been patients who've been misdiagnosed with terminal diseases and they have experienced rapid weight loss. Some have even died when they really never had a disease. By the same token, my friends, there is nothing stopping us from excelling as long as we focus on the right things. So in order to fix worry, we do it by the following. First, we focus on the controllable. Yes, on what we can control. Remember, we can never control whether people like us or not. We can't control how they react to what we do, but we can control our attitudes, our work ethic, our passion, our politeness. In order to fix worry, we focus on the controllables and forget about the rest. Then we also have to forsake the worry conversations. Yes, that means that every time we're around people who would rather worry than hope, who would rather worry than believe, then we've got to avoid those conversations, even change the topic if necessary, because we must lose the weight of worry. That E in our WAIT acronym reminds us of the importance of losing the weight of excuses. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is a big one, the excuses. I always say that excuses are simply a byproduct of fear, and people make excuses in an effort to avoid pain. And when they don't want to go through the pain of potential failure or the pain of discipline, then typically an excuse will be heard. I can remember being a high school kid. I loved playing football. And every Wednesday's football practice would be a tough one. The coach would run us harder than he ever ran us. We'd practice harder than we ever practiced. And as a result, players would come up with dozens of excuses as to why they couldn't make Wednesday practice. Some would say their big mama passed away. Others would say their ankle is hurt or their back is hurt. Some would claim to have asthma or some other type of ailment because they were focusing on the pain. Well, what coach did to solve that problem, he began to have a dinner on Wednesdays on the tough Wednesdays. Wednesday practice, the coach would get us some barbecue. Well, we loved to eat the barbecue. And then when those guys would come who missed the practice, he said, no, you can't eat the barbecue unless you made the Wednesday practice. Well, guess what happened? After that, when people began to focus on the prize and not the pain, the practice was always full. Because when we focus on the right things, excuses go away. Keep in mind, my friends, that there are many people who have climbed Mount Everest. Asthmatics have climbed it. The disabled have climbed it. Senior citizens have climbed it. Everybody has, no matter what their demographic, there is someone who's climbed that mountain. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to evaluate every excuse that you could possibly make, and let's begin to lose those excuses. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that INR weight acronym reminds us of the importance of losing the weight of insecurity. Remember, in our previous lesson, we said that we have to know the why, that why we are engaged in the business we're engaged in, why we're doing the things we do. Well, once we know the why, we then have to ask, why not? Why not me? Why is it that I cannot do the same thing somebody else does? My friends, insecurity is simply when you convince yourself that you don't deserve the best. Now, mind you, that nobody else has convinced you of it. You have convinced yourself that you don't belong, or that you don't deserve it, or that you can't achieve it. Well, remember, we all have been blessed with the same mental capacity. The same person that created the cellular phone has a mind just like we have. The same person that has achieved $1 billion has achieved it using the same tools that we've got at our disposal. Remember, 86% of the world's millionaires and 94% of the world's billionaires have never graduated college. So never feel like you're not good enough just because you didn't walk across the stage many years ago. They talk about Warren Buffett's company, who right now has $100 billion in cash. His company has a major problem. They're trying to figure out ways to distribute $100 billion. They say they've got too much money. They want to invest it and do some things with it. Well, my friends and neighbors, if he could achieve that, so can we. I tell you, my friends, that we have no reason not to be secure in who we are and what we can do. That weight of insecurity says there's a reason why we can't, but confidence says there's a reason why we can. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to drop that weight of insecurity. Never believe that you can't be as good as the next man. And when you see someone achieve, applaud them, because all they've done is blaze the trail for you to follow. When they've overcome, that means that you can as well. My friends and neighbors, we can lose the weight of insecurity, and we can drop the weight of excuses, and we can lose the weight of worry. And when we lose, guess what? We win. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends, and I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.